In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, poll question time. It is on X at 1080 The Fan. Yesterday, we asked you, now that we've seen a few games, who is the second best team in the Big Ten behind Ohio State?
And I gave a definitive.
You did.
Plant my answer.
You came hard.
I did.
USC, 43%. There's Oregon. What?
There's not another answer.
Well, there is according to 57% of our audience.
Those people are silly.
43% USC, Oregon 30%, Penn State 14%, Nebraska 13%.
How anyone, and I mean anyone, including Dan Lanning's mother, could say that Oregon's the second best team in the Big Ten right now is foolish. Just is. Doesn't mean they can't be. Doesn't mean they can't get better.
Yeah,
but there
is
nothing that leads you to believe that they are the second best team right now.
Yeah, based on the way they've played, but no. I think it's just the way. It's just people think differently.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's how your brain works. It's like you will say, well, that's preposterous because we've seen two games and they're clearly not.
Yes.
Which would be correct. I see what you're saying. But the flip side, other people think a different way, and that it would be that, well, we thought they were the second best team going in.
Yeah.
Yes, they've struggled, but they've shown signs, and I think they're still the second best team, which could also be true.
Sure.
How you think
about it. I'll listen to the fact that if you want to say the ceiling for the Ducks is the second best, or even the first best in the Big Ten.
Well, the question wasn't who has played the second best. Yeah, you know, it was who is the second best. And yeah. I think in the end, it probably still could be Oregon, but we'll see.
But right now, it's USC.
So here is the poll question today on X at 1080 The Fan. Vote and damn it, vote hard.
Oh, I will.
Vote very hard today.
Don't worry
about
me. Caitlin
Clark is white.
Vote that hard.
Stephen A. had another one today where he was doing the Ray Rice. Let's make sure we don't provoke anyone. He did it with Tyreek Hill. Except this one actually made sense.
What does that mean?
Remember when Ray Rice beat the living hell out of his lady?
Yeah.
And Stephen A. Smith came out and was like, now, ladies, let's make sure that we're not doing anything. Basically saying, don't provoke your ass whooping. Great move. Classy there, wife beater. But today he did it with Tyreek Hill where he was... He basically told Tyreek Hill, yeah, don't provoke the cops. You know, so it made me think of that. Except this one might actually have some teeth to it. The Ray Rice one was just the most indefensible, douchey thing he's ever said. And that's saying something.
So today we're asking you, should Oregon and Oregon State continue to play the Civil War rivalry game?
Oh.
Definitely. Oregon State should not. Oregon should not. Or neither should.
Yeah.
You have to vote, and please vote hard. Yeah, this I put up there because I wanted to see where the sentiment was, you know, whatever it is, 4 months later, 5 months later.
Sure.
Because we had this poll question back when they put the game back on the schedule.
The Beav fan was not about it.
No, they were not.
No.
And I wanted to see, now that it's here, if sentiment has changed.
Yeah.
And I think it has a little bit.
I think so.
I think people have calmed down a little bit.
One, the Beavs are, the sky isn't falling, you're 2-0, and the other one is Oregon looks very, 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 very beatable. Had Oregon beat their first two opponents 66-0, I think Oregon State fan might be like, eh. And if that game ends up being a beatdown, then maybe they view it differently. But right now, it's a chance for Oregon State to give them a big old S-burger. Because it feels like this should be a competitive game, even though the point spread says it won't. Everything we've seen on the field says it will be. Regardless of the outcome, regardless of anything else, yes, to me, rivalries going away is just that's dumb. BYU Utah was ours, the Holy War. And when Utah left to go to a better conference, which they should have, it's not like I was sitting around as a BYU fan being all pissy and moany that Utah took a better ship out of town. They should have. And that game changed because it wasn't always the end of the year. And then where there was a year or two there where they didn't play, and now they're back in the Big 12. And so it'll always be a thing, but I would want that game no matter what. No matter what Utah did, if Utah went and joined the SEC and just beat us every year by 60 points, I'd still want to play the game. And that's why you play, for rivalries. That's why, you know, college football is not anywhere near as interesting as the NFL. The game isn't very good half the time. You know the outcome of about 75 to 80% of the games, depending on how good you are, and based on your talent, your roster. The thing that keeps it going is the pageantry and the rivalries, and that's what makes college football special. So those games should always be played. I just wish this one could be played at the end of the year, but this is better than the alternative of not playing.
Well, I remember this one being pretty close to split.
Yeah.
When we first polled the electorate. Now, 81%, at least so far, are saying definitely play the game.
Good.
19%, for various reasons, say don't. So, yeah, I think Beaver fans coming around a little bit, calm down a little bit.
Yes.
And they kind of see an opportunity, right? They're looking at this going, well, wait a minute.
100%.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, what if we knock them off?
Yeah. Beav fan going into the season, even the diehard ones, look, there wasn't a lot of confidence. And I don't know. I always say this when you're playing a team that physically is just that much better than you. And let's be fair. Nothing we've seen on the field leads us to believe that Oregon's just going to trounce Oregon State. But from a physical standpoint, when you watch the two teams, Oregon State athletically and physically does not compete with Oregon. Those are two very, very different rosters. And so, you know, there is that. Anytime you're playing a roster that is superior athletes, and I even said this when I played, when we would go and play Florida State, Alabama, Notre Dame. In one year we played UW. It was like this. You convince yourself that you're confident, but it's false confidence. It's like going in to fight Tyson back in the day. Like, you tell yourself, I'm going to do this, I'm going to shock the world, and then he hits you, and you're like, damn it, and that doubt starts to creep in. It's why when you're an underdog, it's so important to get off to a good start. It's so important to turn that fake kind of bravado into real belief, drag them into deep water. But right now, if you're Oregon State, you're looking at this thing. And I think if you're Oregon State fans, you're looking at this thing and you're saying, why not? I don't even know necessarily if it's super fake bravado. I think it would have been a month ago. But right now, I think it's actually, it's a real belief amongst players when they watch this film. The Oregon State players are going to watch these two tapes and they're going to say, why not us? And the fans are saying the same thing. And that's not foolish. Oregon State is as good, if not better, certainly than they're way better than what Idaho is. And Oregon State's going to look at Boise State and say, they're not any better than us. And Boise State should have beat them. Minus two horrible special teams plays, you know, or you know, that was the difference in that game. So Oregon State's going to feel confident and they're going to come in with their hair on fire and they're going to throw haymakers.
Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. VancouverFord.com. A lot of our listeners echoing the sentiment of do not play the game.
Yeah.
One says, I'm still pissed as hell the Beavers are playing in this game. I'll admit it. A little hypocritical because I'm going. I have season tickets. But Beavers need to move on. And as always, FTD, which I think you know, Buckley.
Yeah.
Means...
Yeah. Yep.
Fight the Ducks.
That's right.
I think that's what that means.
For the Ducks.
For the
Ducks. This guy says, I like how we talk about Oregon as beatable, and yet they're still favored by 16. And this goes back to, again, just the athletes. Most of college football games, when you're dealing with top 10 recruiters, the Ohio States, the Oregons, Alabama, Georgia. I mean, Dave Bartu talks about this all the time. Dave picks like 80% of all college football games correct. Not against the point spread, just the winners and losers based on what, three things? He based it on recruiting rankings, coach effect, and where the game's being played. So, yes, when you have a team that's full of 4- and 5-star kids that came into the season with the Heisman Trophy favorite and an O-line, not an O-line, but NFL players at every position, and you're playing a team in Oregon State that you really got ravaged by the transfer portal, and is in the midst of a very, very tough run right now with the whole conference thing falling apart and a new coaching staff. Yeah, like Vegas is not going to make this a 3- or 4-point game. So, yes, the point spread is still going to be high because that's what you're going to have to set it at because of the talent gap. But when you watch it on film, when you watch the way Oregon State's played and you watch the way Oregon's played, that's where I go back to if you're an Oregon State player, and I'm watching film, and I'm watching the Idaho line get after the Ducks. I'm watching the Boise State get after Oregon and sack them 7 times in 2 games. If I'm Oregon State and I'm looking at the way Boise ran the ball on them, and I know that's what we do best, and that's what we pride ourselves on, and 2 years ago we rammed it down their throat in the second half, that's where I'm saying if I'm an Oregon State player, hey, guys, I understand that that's a really good team over there and they got all these dudes, but why not us?
Another one says, Beavs need to go make their own path, hopefully in the Big 12 or ACC, but the Civil War was an end-of-the-year game against your in-state and in-conference rival. All three of those aspects are gone. Move on, please. And another one says, where was the other one? He said, Beaver fan here, now that months have passed and stuff has changed, I can samesies my opinion. I don't want to play it.
Yeah.
And now I say, no, I don't ever want to play it again. Screw Oregon, you pathetic program and university with no morals or backbone.
Yeah. Well, that certainly still
so there's
out
some
there.
Votes yeah. from Beaver fans. They don't want to play it. There was a little bit of Oregon State Nuez today.
And not good Nuez.
No, we'll get to that next. And then, because it pertains to the offensive line, and then I want to ask an offensive lineman about all of the armchair offensive line coaches, all of the Kavanaughs that are out there now. I mean, everybody's got hot takes about
everybody
what to do on the offensive line.
Didn't you know being an O-line coach is the easiest job in the world? Hey, fat boy, run that way. You're fine.
Block that guy.
Yeah.
So we'll ask you what is going on with the Oregon offensive line and what may be the solution. So we'll get to those items coming up next, but first, Buck with SportsCenter.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.